It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jesse Waters, along with Judge Jeanine Pirro, Leslie Marshall, Emily Campagno, and Tyrus. It's 5 o'clock in New York City, and this is The 5.
Are you satisfied with your administration's response so far?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have. But we moved as quickly as the problem became apparent to us. And we have to move with caution as well as speed, because we got to make sure what we're getting is, in fact, first-rate product.
President Biden finally taking time to address the baby formula crisis before jetting off to Delaware this weekend. Joe deflecting blame after dropping the ball, but it's not the only thing he's screwing up. Inflation raging, the economy in turmoil, and the American people aren't buying what Biden is selling. Almost 80% say the country's headed in the wrong direction. Biden, who promised to be the adult in the room and to always have a plan, is once again caught off guard by a crisis he should have seen coming. American families can't get baby formula, but there are pallets of it for migrants at our southern border. Over 50% of supplies are out in some states, and if you're a concerned parent, Joe Biden says, don't worry. He's making a government website to help you find formula.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on than that right now. We have set up a system whereby you can contact HHS and go to www.hhs.gov/formula. It just launched this website to help parents find resources, obtain formulas, including contact with companies and food banks and health providers that, in fact, may have access to the particular formula they need.
All right, Jeanine, start with what he said. He didn't see this coming. That's not true, is it? They knew this was going to be an issue, but they didn't do anything about it.
He didn't see it coming. I mean, first of all, do you believe anything he says at this point? First of all, the first complaint was made in October of a whistleblower at the plant. No, it took them 2 months, December, to get somebody from the FDA to the plant. Then they decide on January 13th that they're going to go to the plant. And then they shut the plant down on February 17th. Did they have a plan in place once they made a decision knowing the plant would be shut down? Now, I told you yesterday, my daughter can't get formula for her baby who's 10 months old. She just can't get it. Now, here's a problem with Biden. There is food at the border, okay? And they say, don't believe Border Patrol. Don't believe those pictures in your lying eyes. Don't believe a congresswoman. And don't believe Governor Greg Abbott. But you better believe Joe Biden. Well, I don't believe Joe Biden and the people in Washington. And it gets better. You know why? Because the administration now says, do you deny that we have to follow the Flores decision? Do you deny that we have to be morally responsible? No, I want all babies to have it. But I want Americans to have it, too.
In a way, they are stockpiling formula. And they're using it, the government, for illegal immigrants. Isn't that right? Couldn't that be one of the causes, Leslie, of the shortage? The pallets being stockpiled by the feds?
No, I know you'd like it to be.
Well, it's true.
But this is a bigger picture.
It is true.
And I know everybody likes to blame, especially at the table, Joe Biden. But let me tell you why we're not going to blame. I'm not going to blame Joe Biden on this one, okay? Here's a few things. One, when you look at the original reason for the recall, it's bacteria and contamination, okay? And we have had bacteria and contamination of other products like lettuce, okay? We didn't have a shortage of lettuce. And the company, and what would happen? These companies would produce more.
You don't have to eat
more.
A salad,
wait, 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 wait. Yes, you do.
you can skip the salad
and
go right to the entree.
My teenagers are watching. Don't do this. You have to eat salad. Don't listen to Jesse, kids. So here's the thing, okay? A couple of things. One, monopolies. There are only 4 companies that make almost 100% of the baby formula. And the plant that is stopped is owned by the company, Abbott, that produces the most of these 4. 1, 2. Now I'm going to get my feminist hat on. I know you're going to get Tyrus excited for this. Okay, listen. When you have women have, you know, a couple of weeks to a couple of months maternity leave, many women do turn to formula. I did.
because they can't breastfeed for the duration that they should, which is the best for the child. And I know everybody can't breastfeed. I adopted a child. I used lactation pills. Those didn't work. I get it. But a lot of women, especially women, you know, in the workforce, and especially lower income women, they have to have formula because they can't stay home because we don't have maternity leave 6 months to a year like countries like Germany or Australia do. So this to me is a much bigger thing when you look at monopolies, when you look at the lack of maternity leave for women and the duration that it takes to breastfeed.
Wait a minute. Is this about big meat and big companies? Is that what you're saying? It's everybody's fault. I'll tell you whose fault it is. The Biden administration won't even respond to Abbott saying, we can start up again in 2 weeks. The CDC said in the Wall Street Journal reported that there's no connection between this plant and the contamination. So what are we talking about? This is a government not giving approval to Abbott to open up.
Yeah, you want the FDA to make sure there isn't bacteria right. contamination.
How long does it take
before we have...
If we're relying on the FDA, we're in big trouble. Tyrus.
You know, two things. It goes back to they just don't know how to handle anything. We've seen it from every possible situation, from Afghanistan to baby formula. You're going to take the time and taxpayers' dollars to make a website to help you find formula when just about every American and illegal immigrant has a cell phone. And when they type in baby formula near me, a whole bunch of choices will pop up and they'll tell you what times it's open, when you can get there. And if you were really feeling indigenous that day, you could type in the specific type you're looking for. It's called the internet. Every time they make a website, it malfunctions, it doesn't work, but it goes back to one thing that I've been saying the whole time. When you hire people to run this country on how many boxes they check and not how many deeds and experience they have, right, you continually will have the same problem. So it doesn't matter what you put in. You could be like, where can we get ties for Jesse? If this administration's in charge of it, you're not going to have ties.
Brooks Brothers. What about you, Emily?
This is just a typical incompetent bloat coming out of this president, that party, and this administration. So, yeah, they knew about it months ago. Why did it take 4 months for the FDA to even open an investigation into Abbott Laboratories? It doesn't matter if there's three or four companies that are creating all the baby formula. That's natural competition. You want to have more, go ahead. But the reality is that they are all bogged down by the bureaucracy emanating from this administration that doesn't release or levy those regulations at all to make it easy.
We should have a strategic baby formula reserve, you're saying.
That would be amazing. Elise Stefanik sent a letter back in February demanding more action. What is your plan, Biden? She asked. Clearly nothing. Clearly no plan until now. His feet has been held to the fire. You know, I talked to a dad from Texas recently. He's a 7-month-old baby girl. And about three times a week, upon encountering empty shelves for formula, because she has a specific set of dietary needs and relies on formula, he has to get in the car and drive around in big Texas at $4 a gas. $4 a gallon to try to find a store that has the formula on the shelves. He tracks the websites. When they say they have it in stock, he'll go there. Then he'll go to the next one, and the next one.
Right.
He says, how long can this last when I can't afford gas, right? And meanwhile, people who are purchasing it, baby formula from overseas, it's getting held up in customs.
Yeah.
Because there are tariffs to it, and it's getting held up by those agents.
Yeah, they should be dropping these tariffs and these restrictions overseas.
Nancy Mace is introducing a bill to do so.
Both sides of the aisle need to do something.
Yeah. Quick final point. When Biden says, when he was asked by Peter Ducey, what message do you have for parents? And he said, nothing right now. I'm on the phone with them. Why doesn't he say, I see you and I'm here for you and I will take action? He can't because he's incompetent and he's impotent.
I have the fact sheet. When he said, go to the website, it's so you can find out where you can get baby formula. Mm-hmm. I have it right here. Okay. That's the first thing I did. Go look it up. Go to your local food bank, okay? Call Abbott's consumer hotline. Abbott's is the company you will not respond to that you shut down who's dying to open up again. Mm-hmm. And WIC-eligible families, what I'm reading is the WIC families, which is, I'm happy for them, they're able to get them at their local office to get them. It's the middle class who's always getting squeezed.
Yeah. Well, Leslie was saying that men can breastfeed, so maybe they can make up the difference.
I wish when I was breastfeeding that men could breastfeed.
That's right, Mayor Pete.
Buttigieg did, yes.
That's right. He has no trouble now. Coming up, will he or won't he? A major plot twist in Elon Musk's Twitter takeover plans. Find out what's happening next.
You got problems. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Another huge twist in the Elon Musk Twitter saga. The world's richest man is putting his $44 billion Twitter takeover temporarily on hold, but then insisting he's still committed to completing the acquisition. Quote, Twitter deal temporarily on hold pending details supporting calculation that spam fake accounts so do represent less than 5% of users. Musk needs to act fast. Biden's new disinformation czar already thinks she's qualified to start editing your tweets.
Verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets.
And speaking of disinformation, the White House sure knows how to traffic in it. They tweeted out a bogus claim that there was no vaccine available when Biden took office, which is a flat-out lie. Hit it, Jesse.
Well, first of all, that woman is a snob, Jankiewicz, but there's nothing worse than being a snob. It's a snob that works in government. That combination is really deadly. I don't know what Musk is trying to do. You can't monetize a bot. You can't make money off a bot. So if they're boosting the bot count, then he's paying overpriced for the platform. So he needs to figure it out, or he's trying to cut loose from the deal because the market's tanking, especially tech. Rates are going up. Maybe he can't get the financing he thought. I don't know what he's trying to do, but I like what he's trying to do here. You're able to get paid for certain tweets. And I love that idea. If you have a tweet that goes viral, like this tweet went viral, 250,000 people liked it. This is a funny tweet. She says, I've started reading before bed instead of scrolling Twitter. And not only am I sleeping really well, but I also think I'm better than everyone. So that got 250,000 likes. And that's pretty funny. So she should be able to get paid for that.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think that's funny?
Well, yeah, I do.
You just told me you read before bed last night.
I think you're better than everybody. Money. I know.
250,000?
Pants on fire. Did you say I don't? Water. I know.
Big difference. She knows.
All right, Tyrus, let's get back. Look, Elon Musk, there's speculation that he wants to get out of the deal. But there's also speculation that he's just trying to get the price down. What do you think?
I don't think it's either of those things. I think he's exposing more of their, what's the scientific word?
Shenanigans?
There we go. Or BS. So they're saying it's less than 5%. And I, too, think it's a lot bigger number than that. I think a lot of the things that we see on Twitter are pushed by fake accounts, bots, and fake algorithms. So he's going to expose, and people will start seeing that maybe that number is like 20%, which makes a huge difference when you look at how information's been pushed forward. It only furthers his cause to why he needs to buy it. And it's because, let's be face it, the woke are a lot of things, but the woke ain't going broke. Every one of those stockholders, they want those chips.
Yeah.
But he's going to, before you go, the people are going to see your real face. That's what I think this is about.
Emily, don't you think that more than anything, Elon Musk is the guy who knows how to negotiate?
100%, right? He's been called an erratic visionary and manic. He could be a lot of things, but I think he knows what he's doing to the tune of his $43 billion. And I think, you know, to root this down, the whole purpose is his duty to the shareholders and to the value, right? So if you learn after you've proffered $43 billion that it's actually worth 20 because 20% of those accounts are fake, then why should he fork over all of those billions, right? So I think that the rumors about him wanting to back out are inaccurate. I think he wants to get the value for his dollar, because after he takes this private, then he's going to want to drive it up, because for him, that's where the profit is. And I think that the added bonus is the dedication to that public square of free speech that we are all on board with. But bottom line, it's about that bottom dollar.
Okay, so the White House, the verified account, tweets today that COVID vaccine wasn't available until Joe Biden came in. Now, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Leslie, why is it still
Judge
up?
Jeanine.
Why didn't they content moderate that?
Oh, please.
It's a lie.
Oh, please. People lie about, and I'm not even an important person. People lie about, like, me every single day. There are lies out there coming from everywhere. And Twitter is not, Twitter's a business.
The White House wants to
make money. They're not out there to decide who's telling the truth or lying.
But that's what they say they want to do.
And if we're going to Twitter for truth, then we have a problem.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
Leslie, the White House has this Nina Jankowicz, or whatever her name is, who's the disinformation czar, and they are actually tweeting out a lie. And they're not even, and they're still on Twitter. Why can they lie on something as important as when the vaccine was available? Can't you admit that's a lie? Is it a lie? Yes or no?
It's not an accurate statement. It's not an accurate statement. But can I say something about Elon Musk? Because,
sure.
Of course, no surprise, I'm going to be saying something different than the rest of you. But somebody agrees with me, and I actually said at first that Elon Musk wasn't going to buy this for this price tag. And the person who said that is Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, after I, Leslie Marshall, said that. So I told you so. He's not going to buy it. I disagree with you. I think this is somebody who likes attention. I think it's a circus. I think he's having fun. It was an outrageous amount of money, and I just don't think the deal is ever going to happen.
Well, if he doesn't do the deal, I think he owes a billion.
Yeah, if the deal doesn't go through, he sanctioned $1 billion.
It's the worst kind of prenup out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I'm going to say one more thing. Elon Musk is hit with an SEC investigation over tardy Twitter stake disclosure. I mean, it took him 10 days to say he was buying it or whatever the claim is. But don't you think a guy like Elon Musk is a target for everyone on the left? For Barack Obama to come out and say, I'm in favor of content moderation, and this is disinformation board. I mean, they're gunning for this guy big time.
You know, I'm on the left, and I don't care whether Donald Trump's on Twitter or not. I don't put as much importance in Twitter as perhaps some of my fellow Democrats do. And what Elon Musk does or doesn't do doesn't really affect my life.
Well, no, but it affects the left.
He's just some rich guy who likes it.
30 seconds. It affects the left. They hate this guy.
Well, they've been able to say whatever they want, and then anyone who disagrees with them, they've been able to punish or banish. So, yeah. And again, even if he doesn't buy it, he's exposing, and the American people are going to see how little actual real effect Twitter has. He's ripping off the curtain for the Wizard of Oz. He's not waiting. He's ripping the curtain off, and while they're doing the bangs and whistles, they're finding out that it was mostly just propaganda. So that's even if he doesn't buy it, it's a win for Americans.
Okay. Up next, a deadly gas station ambush caught on tape as Biden braces for a summer of crime chaos.
That video is crazy.
President Biden trying to get out in front of what most experts say is going to be a summer of increased crime. Shocking new footage out of Philadelphia underscoring the problem, showing a pair of gunmen with assault rifles murdering a man at a gas station in broad daylight. And look at this wild scene out of Chicago, an impromptu street party for teens descending into chaos with hundreds blocking traffic and jumping on top of vehicles. The president now trying to break away from far left members of his party who want to defund police departments, with him asking states to use federal money for more cops. Watch.
We all agreed, as I've said from the outset, that the answer is not to defund the police. The answer is to fund the police with the resources and training they need. We provided $350 billion directly to cities, counties, and states independently of one another. Money that could be used to hire back police officers. Not a single Republican member of Congress voted for the money for law enforcement, public safety, to stabilize these budgets. Not a single one.
But Biden also defending so-called bail reform.
I think bail reform and the negative side of bail reform is vastly overrated. The idea that if you have no ability to make bail because you're poor, it should relate to the severity of the crime and what the problem is related that you're accused of.
Judge, I think this president is vastly overrated. And when he talks about that, he said from the outset that he was for refunding the police and supporting them. That's another lie I'm sure Twitter has since amplified. From the outset, he's been nothing but tepid in his support for law enforcement, nothing but vocally supportive for cop killers and those left out on the streets to recidivist, derange, and engage in the continued crime and violence plaguing our cities, while mocking at the time, you recall, when then-President Donald Trump called for federal funds to support local police departments, he mocked him. And now look what he's doing now. Too little, too late, President Biden.
What a difference a midterm makes. The truth is, when he says the negative side of bail reform is overrated, I would dare him to speak to the mother of a child who has been killed as a result of someone being allowed out on bail. Joe Biden doesn't have a clue of what's going on, or he's so totally controlled by the left that he's not in it for the rest of us. Look, this claim that they can take $350 billion from each state and telling he's meeting with state and local government leaders to use that money to refund police, which is something he never said in 2020, something he never said in 2021. And now what month is this? May? How many months before the midterm? If you get a grant, you have to say what you're going to use the money for. They come in, they monitor the grant. You have to fulfill the reason they gave you the grant. And if they gave you this grant money as COVID money, who claimed they were going to be using the money to pay for police? And so this claim is, oh, they can use it for whatever they want, even if they've made certain budget plans. That's his quote. Look, all he's trying to do is he's trying to anticipate what's going to happen this summer. Crime is going to go up. They're going to be blaming him, and he's going to say, you know what, they could have used this money. Now he wants to be a champion of policing. He should be ashamed of himself. This is money that is already being spent for other issues that the government has approved. He can't change those issues now and say, oh, you can use it for police. That's not the way grants are done.
That's right. And this sort of self-imposed identity, Leslie, that this president has been putting forth for so long, it's so tired. It's such a recycled pack of lies that he's the moderate pro-law enforcement guy. He hasn't been that for years, and he certainly hasn't been that as president whatsoever. So who do you think is buying this now strategy of his where he's changing his mind but pretending he was always there?
Actually, in 2020, 2021, 2022, the president has been very clear, as the majority of my party have, myself included, that defund the police comes from the left, far left progressive faction of our party and is not something we thought was a good idea. Barack Obama spoke about it. And Joe Biden, when he ran for president, talked about funding the police. Joe Biden has said numerous times, and every time he comes out, people will say, oh, now he wants to. He's always wanted to fund the police. And there are opportunities, whether it is the $139 million to police departments specifically from the DOJ, or whether it's that $358 million. Look, I know Joe Biden said it best, you know, they're going to blame me or they're going to blame Democrats because we're the ones in power right now. Absolutely. But on a state level, governors are responsible for crime in their states. Mayors are responsible for crime in their cities. That, you know, how many people would have known Lori Lightfoot's name if you didn't have the crime rate in Chicago unless you lived in Chicago and she was your mayor, right? So, you know, look, the crime is not where it should be, certainly. I don't think that any one political entity, a party, just the mayor, just the president, just the governor can be blamed. It's a multifaceted problem. It needs multifaceted solutions. But money helps with some of those solutions.
But I disagree respectfully, because the majority, for example, Jesse, in large cities, that's why the DAs who were sort of committed to, oh, bail reform, or criminal justice reform, had this living in not reality point of view that has led to the increase in crime in the majority of those metropolitan cities. And I remember when our president said, give me a couple days, man, to someone who shouted abolish ICE to him near the border. He's absolutely never taken a hard stance, one of real action. It's just lip service.
He blew it on the bail reform answer. If he had come out strong against bail reform,
right,
that would have woken up these stupid DAs and these state legislatures. And now when he gives license to it, they have cover to keep running with it. Uncle Larry Krasner, you know, the DA in Philly, they call him Uncle Larry because those two guys with the long guns at the gas station, they'll probably get booked and walk out of there same day. And that's what's wrong with these cities. They're run by Democrats. That peels off to Biden. Biden's in the 30s on crime. He is in the 30s on crime. A little bit better than he is on immigration, but in the 30s on crime is terrible. And this is going to set back the Democratic Party, I think, for a decade on crime. You're never going to trust this party again with crime.
talking about all this money going out the door. Biden's sending more money to Ukraine to fight the Russians, and he's sending the police here to fight crime. That's what people care about, crime and safety in this country. And the psychological effect in 2000, this defund crap, that caused so many police retirements. And you're seeing massive retirements at the same time you're seeing no one applying to be a police officer. That's and right. You can't have that kind of process go on at the same time of a crime wave. It's just going to get worse until it gets better.
That's right.
Well, first of all, if you go back and you watch that video, that is an organized, emboldened attack. It's not at night. They're not even concerned about the cameras because you have turned criminals into heroes. I don't understand President Biden's. He used to be so tough on crime, it was almost too much. Mm-hmm. He, Mr. President, you beat the progressives. They couldn't get in the White House without you. So our hope was that this moderate president would turn them away and do his job. He's not. And now it's the point where you can hire 100,000 more policemen. It's not going to change anything. You should take those Pelotons that you gave to the House members, give them to the police department so they can be in shape because they got to catch the guy, the same guy, two or three times in a week. You've got to change. You got to give judges power again. Repeat offenders don't get bail reform. And it starts with an apology. You spit in the face of our law enforcement. And the only way I see us getting our streets back, honestly, is if we start seeing bringing in troops in our neighborhoods and stuff, because that is happening in every neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I got a best friend who lost his cousin who was beheaded with a machete in a gas station. Oh. Never even made it. Never even made it in the news. And the guy who did it was just got out.
Wow.
So think about that.
And that's, you know, crazy. What? If I might, Jesse, I just checked out when did Biden first call to refund the police? And it says March 1, 2022, U.S. President Joe Biden says he wants additional funding for police with major U.S. cities. It just every article, Biden funds, says fund the police, March 2022. Let's not kid ourselves.
There you go. He is a vessel for the far left. And I also think the real step that's going to work as well is all these recall elections going on with the district attorneys throughout the country. When those are successfully recalled, that will be a step in the right direction, too. All right. Up next, hopefully. Netflix cracking down on woke workers who tried to silence Dave Chappelle. Stay with us.
Netflix firing a warning shot at some workers after employees staged a walkout over Dave Chappelle's specials on the platform. The streaming giant publishing an update to its corporate culture memo for the first time in nearly 5 years, making it clear that the streamer will not censor specific artists or voices, even if employees consider the content to be harmful. And it gives them this ultimatum. Quote, if you'd find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you. Ooh. I'm going to start with Emily. And because of your legal background, I know you have a legal background, too. I'll get to you. Talk to me about freedom of speech within companies, right? Because Dave Chappelle is freedom of speech. The employees have freedom of speech. You know, I mean, are there any hooks here that help Netflix to be so bold?
Well, short of a government employer, then your right to absolute free speech is definitely circumscribed in a private employer situation. But I think what's interesting here is that the position that Netflix is taking is one, they're taking a bit of separation from the content. So they're taking the same position that social media platforms did when people tried to have them be held accountable for the content, which was them saying, look, our audience is diverse. Our content has a diverse breadth and therefore love it or leave it, right? But they're not saying that they agree with or subscribe to something specific within it. They're just saying we host it. And I think what we've seen is a pressure coming from two places. One, woke employees, and the other from public pressure. We've seen obviously everything from Dukes of Hazzard to Paw Patrol to the Golden Globes in some way, form, or another make decisions or cancel altogether certain aspects of how they're run due to those two forces of pressure. But I love that Netflix is saying love it or leave it, and especially because it's to those woke employees who, with the power of the keyboard, think that they're some type of actual activist when really they're just a probably Generation Z annoying avocado toast eating
Snowflake.
Hey,
I like avocados.
I like avocados.
But you're not vegan. Tyrus, I wanted to ask you if you think this is similar to Spotify with Joe Rogan, and are you surprised that Netflix is backing Chappelle so heavily?
I'm not surprised at all, because that's why I was like, finally, you know, I was about to cancel my Netflix subscription. This right here, I'm going to keep it a while for one good reason. Here's the deal. The American people spoke. You know how they did? They started canceling subscriptions. Nobody wanted any more woke documentaries of how bad we are and how great some individual is, or some fake story of victimism, how they survive somebody not waving to them every morning. So it was amazing. And Netflix was like, wow, we're losing money and subscriptions. And then the one old white man in the back smoking a cigarette still going, well, you took all the good movies away. Of course they're leaving. They're like, you know what, Johnson? About time you spoke again. So we're going to start doing movies again and not make it about woke feelings. And that's what this is all about. And I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a dude who watches a lot of TV.
Okay, I want the two of you to answer this quickly. You can fight over the answer. Is it what Tyrus says, or is it that Netflix, A, increased their prices, and B, you have so many other platforms, Hulu, Apple, Amazon Prime?
You want to know from me? I'll go first, Jesse.
Go ahead, Janine.
Here's the thing. Once they said, that Netflix may not be the place for you, I did what he did. I went, yes. You know what? Now I'm keeping my subscription. I know the prices went up. I know there's competition. But I'm sick and tired of the wusses. And you know what I call them when I'm not on television.
Oh, yes.
I'm sick of them. All right. Sure. And that's all I have to say. You know? And so go ahead, Jesse. That's it.
I just think of all the things that are on Netflix. Serial killers, war propaganda, slasher movies. They get upset about a guy that tells a joke about a girl that gets a, you know, something down in between her legs. What is that? That's not offensive. It's a joke from a comedian. Lighten up. I think this is a shift in corporate posture towards the mob. You saw what happened at Disney. They stepped in it big time. You've seen what's happened with other companies to get involved in the culture war. I think Major League Baseball got rocked out of Atlanta and they went over there. They don't want to deal with this anymore. They want to be like Jordan. Remember, Jordan? Republicans buy sneakers too.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Stay neutral. Be Switzerland if you're a Fortune 500 company. You can deal with the internal HR situation internally. You don't have to showcase how woke you are to the world. Look what happened with Black Lives Matter. They just spent, millions of dollars paying off that charity. Look what happened to the money. It got stolen. I think they're waking up.
You know what? Forget about Switzerland. Be American. First Amendment. Yeah. Free speech. I'm done.
Okay.
And I like those serial killer programs. Up, it's the end of an era. Jen Psaki signing off as White House press secretary. We're going to circle back on that next.
Circle.
Today was Jen Psaki's last day as White House press secretary. She's likely headed for a liberal safe haven of MSNBC. And in her honor, let's circle back to her most cringeworthy moments.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night.
Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life?
Yes.
I will have to look back in my history books. In terms of specific conversations, I'd refer you to the State Department. They would have more specifics. I would send you to DHS for any more specifics.
Is there going to be a softer, I guess, approach in dealing with Senator Manchin?
I would doubt he's a withering flower on the side of the road. I'm happy to circle back with our team on that specific report. Circle back, circle back, circle back, circle back. I hate to disappoint conservative Twitter, but I am going to circle back.
Wow, that was liberating. So since we're running a little short on time, I think it would be nice if we all maybe helped her with a new name of her new show, since it hasn't been announced yet. My pick, of course, is Psaki's World.
Psaki's World.
Judge?
Jen Psaki Primetime.
Yes.
How about Make It All Up by Jen Psaki?
I like it.
Psaki Bomb.
But
can I just say something? Okay, two people who I love dearly, Dana and Kaylee, who were press secretaries, have done a great job changing their career into television career. So I think she can do a good job, and I think we should wish her well.
Yeah, but you just said bomb.
That's yeah. Like
never want to be called bomb.
No, da bomb. Sake bomb.
Yeah, or bomb, like ratings.
Oh, no, right, no, water. No, 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 no.
Oh, listen, I
the sake factor.
It is easy. I think it's very easy to be a press secretary for a Democratic president, right?
Right.
It's a fan club when you get into the briefing room. It's very difficult to be a Republican press secretary because they're just a bunch of vipers who want your throat. With that said, she did a decent job. There's been worse, let's put it that way. But I think she got out at the right time, and it tells me she's getting out now. That means Hunter's about to get indicted.
Oh.
Because she doesn't want to be at the podium when that happens. Yeah. Plus, she's leaving at the perfect time. This is as worse as it gets for Joe. The market's tanking. You got record high gas prices, and people can't get baby formula. She's had it.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when you graduated high school and in the yearbook you had like your will section or whatever where you could leave things to other people? So in the reverse, I leave for her. I bless upon her for her new show, The Gifts of Transparency, a commitment to truth and facts. And to answer your question in terms of the names of the show, then I would just quote her back to herself and I would name it Actions Speak Louder Than Words.
Can I say words?
Yeah. You're the judge. Go right ahead.
She was very effective at her job.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right.
She was.
Didn't agree with her. She was effective.
Yeah.
And that was effective. One more thing is up next.
It's time now for one more thing. Big interview this weekend, Fox and Friends exclusive on Sunday morning with former First Lady Melania Trump. Here's a little sneak peek. Watch.
Being out of D.C. and having that time, what do you make of the state of the country right now?
I think it's sad to see what's going on if you really look deeply into it. I think a lot of people are struggling and suffering, and what is going on around the world as well. So it's very sad to see, and I hope it changes fast.
It's been in the news. As someone who loves children and is dedicated so much to their betterment, how do you feel when you see shortage of baby formula and families just struggling to get basic items like that?
It's heartbreaking to see that they are struggling and the food is not available for children in 21st century in United States of America.
Why is it happening?
Leadership.
Leadership or lack thereof?
Yeah.
All right. So check that out on Sunday morning. Also check me out tonight. We have in the sink or swim competition, Kat Timpf versus Will Cain. No one knows what's going to happen. Who will sink or who will swim? I know who's going to swim. Judge. Take
okay.
it away.
So my friend Mark Twain wrote this book,
Mark Twain.
Go
Twain.
The Bark to Work. Okay? It's a funny look at life during the pandemic from a dog's perspective. So many of you were home, as I was, 24-7 with our dogs by our sides. But have you ever wondered what your pet was thinking? Take this for example. This is the dog speaking. I'm trying to cuddle with my girlfriend, the hot poodle next door, before she leaves me for the neighbor's Labrador. Go to bark to work. Or one mask, two masks, three masks, four. Put them all on and get your butt out the door. Anyway, this is a funny, quick read that will have you in stitches. Go online or head to your nearest bookstore today. Written by Mark Twain, my friend A.J. Rice.
Mark really Twain, cute. That is great. Tyrus, you're up.
Oh, man, this is something we can all relate to. Take a look at this 8-year-old running her first relay, her mile relay. Her father wrote on TikTok that she was part of a 3-person relay of local schools and was clearly not having the best time. The crowd cheered her on as she proclaimed, "I hate this." You know, my son recently had to do something like that, and his "I hate this" was a little more whimpering. And then my other daughter told me I had to pay her $20 per lap.
What?
She ran 40 laps.
Oh,
so, yeah, she broke the bank. She just drove by me and kept going, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Smart girl. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Emily.
All right, guys. Last night, I had the honor of being included in a surprise get-well event for NYPD Detective Dominic Libretti on Staten Island. Now, we know these brave officers sacrifice every day for our safety, but on January 20th, his exceptional heroism saved his entire field team. They were executing a search warrant, and Detective Libretti was shot twice and yet continued to hold up his ballistic shield, protecting his entire team from the hail of gunfire. So today especially, we are grateful to him for his heroism and all he represents, which is New York's finest indeed. Learn more and support at Blue Lives Matter NYC. Thank you and bless you, Detective Dominic Libretti.
All right, Libretti, take it home.
Okay, this is in Florida. These good Samaritans, check this out. They rushed to help an unconscious driver drifting through traffic. And this made me cry because my mom didn't have that, but good Samaritans helped my mom, and she wouldn't be alive without those people. So I love when I see people being people.
I had a similar situation this morning. I went for a walk in the park, and you know how they have that big pool? Some dumb puppy jumped in the pool to go chase after the ducks. And it got stranded.
Oh,
so all these good Samaritans came around. I watched. And someone picked up the dog and brought
reported.
It to them.
He was there.
I'm reporting it. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to The Five ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.